The Meesville Mudhens are on to round two of the state tournament, and it came a bit easier than many expected. It was a four-hit shutout for Jake Dickmeyer in the Hens' 5-0 win Sunday in Shakopee against Coon Rapids. With game one in the rearview mirror, manager Chris O'Lean joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday to look back, and Sunday was a best-case scenario start for the Hens.
Yeah, I agree. I think, obviously, we were kind of not playing great baseball coming into the state tournament. You know, we had a decent game there against Rochester to finally get in, but, I mean, it was really mostly about Jake. I mean, Dickie threw the ball extremely well. You know, you could tell he wanted it. He was kind of a bulldog from the first inning on, and he had three pitches working for him, got a lot of soft contact, and just grinded. And on a day like that, with the humidity and the heat, I don't think it can be understated how tough to go nine innings it is in those type of conditions. So, you know, he was huge. Obviously, we've been kind of relying upon him all year, and that's kind of what he does. He just throws those big games. And offensively, I thought we had pretty good presence from top to bottom in the lineup, a lot of really competitive at-bats, and probably as good a lineup as we've run out there in quite some time, getting some of these guys back, and we expect it to get better, too, here as we move into next weekend.
The Hens established themselves in the first two at-bats of the game with Joey Werner and Tanner Favre each adding singles and then coming around to score later in the inning on a single from Nate Hammes and a ground out from Austin Ledoux. Jumping ahead early was huge for Meesville and pitcher Jake Dickmeyer.
Yeah, I think scoring early was a big deal just to get us, I guess, as a group a little bit more feeling like, you know, we're fine, you know, we're a good team, we're going to be okay, and I think you could kind of see that. You know, it took a little bit of the pressure off everybody where you could just kind of let up and just play baseball again, and I think what you see is the quality of at-bats that our lineup puts together. I mean, you have, in theory, four or five guys that play professional baseball in that lineup that all will put together an at-bat, and it's just going to be really, really hard to pitch to this group moving forward, but early lead was huge. It just let everybody kind of relax and play.
And when Meesville is getting production out of the 8 and 9 spots of the lineup, with Max Squared being Max Gam and Max Morris, each had a couple of hits and some dazzling plays in the field. It's not just the veterans, but the youngsters making an impact in the first round. That was fun for Olean to see.
Top to bottom was outstanding. Those guys, I mean, both the Maxes were very good in the field and put together good at-bats, you know, ran the bases. I mean, they did exactly what you want from the bottom of the order and keep extending it to get back to the top and turn it over again. And yeah, I mean, it was fun to watch all day. I mean, we had pretty sustained pressure, not a lot of quiet innings. And I think, too, you could see from the Coon Rapids side of things, I mean, once they saw those kind of things going together, they sort of got quiet pretty quick. So yeah, really fun day.
And it is still single elimination heading into Saturday's game with non-conference rival Champlin Park. The Mudhens and the Low Gators know each other fairly well, and Olean is expecting a very tough game. Olean on single elimination and the Gators.
You know, new format this year. We're all kind of getting used to that, but it is single elim for this upcoming game. Champlin Park is very good. We'll probably see a left-handed pitcher for them that was a lot like the guy we just saw. You know, not an overpowering guy, but throws a lot of strikes, moves the ball around. I mean, that offense is considerably better. A lot of those younger college kids that they've had historically are getting a little bit older, a little bit more established. And I think you've seen that with how they've gone through their section play and obviously with the big first-round win. So, like all the teams that are, you know, still left, I mean, there's no teams here that are layups. You have to show up and play well every single game in order to advance.
It's not a shock to many in this area, but four of the final eight teams left, they're all from Section 1B. Again, this year's section proving to be one of the best in the state.
No question. I mean, you look at the matchups that are upcoming. I mean, Northfield should be able to give Chanhassen all they can handle. They got a couple arms that are very, very good. Obviously, Elko's been very, very good, and they get Cold Spring. Dundas gets Moorhead. I mean, yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see how many CCVL teams are around on Sunday to see who all gets to play each other. So just get through the first one before we worry about the second one.